This week's activist of the week was just that until he got fired for doing so. Gus Morales, welcome to Busted Pencils.
Well, you know, the story isn't so simple. I started teaching in Holyoke, Massachusetts in 2011, the fall. And for the first 2 years that I was teaching, I started noticing a trend with all my teachers and all my students, and that was a lot of misery. And in 2 years of having to deal with all of that, it started affecting me personally. I started thinking to myself that I've got to do something about it, otherwise I can't look myself in the mirror. And what happened is, in the fall of 2013, I essentially gave notice to the administration that I was going to start speaking out, and I started to. I started sending emails to to my principal. I started sending emails to anybody who would listen. And when I felt I wasn't getting anywhere because I was sticking very locally, I decided in February of 2014 to attend a school committee meeting and really make my issues known publicly. So on February 3rd, 2014, I showed up at the school committee and I started talking about data walls.
Just quickly, in case anybody forget or doesn't know new data walls, I mean, we've seen them, but what is a data wall?
So data walls, in case you don't know, it's essentially public shaming of students. You'll have people tell you that it's for building up competition amongst the students, but I call it what it is. It's public shaming. It's the same reason we no longer use the Gold Star system, because we realized that in the long term it was affecting students negatively. It was affecting their self-worth, their self-confidence, and how they value themselves. And so data walls actually take that practice and make it that much worse.
Okay.
What they do is they essentially post publicly student test scores, and what you have is an effect where even the top scoring students are as affected as the lowest scoring students. So the lowest scoring students are affected in the sense that they feel less valuable, they feel less worth, because they're not as good as they're supposed to be according to the metrics. And then you have the top scorers feeling isolated from everybody else because they somehow are doing better than everybody else. So it's negatively impacting everybody. And this is a practice that I found to be reprehensible, and this is a practice that I wanted to bring attention to. And so I showed up at the school committee meeting, and I told the school committee. Most of them had no idea what I was talking about. This was the first they were hearing of it. That's how swept under the rug it was. So I started that in February, and then as the months continued, I brought up other issues. You know, myself and my colleagues, you know, members of Badass Teachers and members of Taking It Back, we all got together, and we started, you know, attacking the high-stakes testing, the data-driven instruction, and all the insanity that has plagued public school in the last decade. And so, it maybe last 2 to 3 decades, but very, very prominently in the last decade.
Right.
And in May of 2014, I was elected president of the Holyoke Teachers Association.
Okay.
And for the administration that I was working for at that point, that was the last straw for them. They're like, this guy's already making enough trouble. There's no way we can have him be president on top of everything else. And in June of 2014, I was fired.
Okay. And you were fired with tenure?
No. Part of the revolution I'm trying to start is this idea that we need to have professional teacher status, a.k.a. tenure, in order to get ourselves involved in a fight and really engage in this fight. And I wanted to bring truth to that issue because I was a non-tenured, non-professional status teacher. And here I was taking over my local union. Here I was standing up for my students. Here I was standing up for my colleagues. Here I was standing up for my city. Here I was talking about the issues predominantly affecting black and brown youth. And I didn't care that I didn't have tenure. I didn't care that I was a non-professional status teacher. I knew that it was wrong what was happening, and I knew that I needed to speak out. And I felt it a perfect opportunity to show other teachers in my city and across the country that you don't need tenure, you don't need anything to fight injustice.
But they decided otherwise.
Not
your colleagues, but the administration decided, so wait a minute, Gus Morales, we can't have this, and we're gonna quiet you.
I'm a lot to handle. I'm extremely difficult to contain. I cannot be controlled, and that to them is the scariest concept in the world, is a teacher that they cannot control, that they cannot get to comply with their demands. And so they fired me in June of 2014. After a long legal struggle, in November of 2014, I was reinstated, only to be fired again in June of 2015.
What was the second reason for firing?
It's the same exact thing all over again. So the second year, I was officially the president of the union for that whole year. And I caused a lot of trouble. And when I say I caused a lot of trouble, some people misunderstand me.
Right.
My version of trouble is sticking up for people. I see somebody getting bullied. I see teachers getting bullied. I see students getting bullied. I'm going to say something about it and cause trouble.
It's not trouble that you're causing. It's sticking up for what's right, largely, mostly for teachers. And, you know, particularly when it comes to this data wall, what's best for kids, you know? And as an academic, I can also point out that what you were doing, there is a ton of research talking about the negative effects that data walls have on students. And
Absolutely.
So what you were doing there, it wasn't just you saying, hey, I'm gonna be mouthy and cause trouble. You were doing what's best for kids according to what we know. So where are we right now then?
My hearing with the administration, with the Department of Labor Relations, is in December. So we're up in the air right now. We don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Okay.
But I do want to talk about real quick what you just mentioned about this idea that I stood up for my children. And I think really all teachers should be doing the same thing. I gave a TED Talk in April of this year, and it was something from a speech I'd given in Washington, D.C. at the BATS rally in 2014 that summer. And it was about the Educratic Oath. Every teacher should take that oath and say that they will do nothing at all that they know will be harmful to their children. And that's an oath that I took myself. That's an oath that every teacher should take. We've got to think beyond our jobs, beyond our mortgages, beyond our car payments and everything else. And we've got to think about what's really right for our future, what's really right for the children. And for me, my moral compass travels with me wherever I go, regardless of whether I'm school or at the gym or at the bar, wherever I am. When something is wrong, I'm going to call it out.
Well, Gus, let me tell you what. I want to say congratulations for being the Busted Pencils Activist of the Week.
Thank you, Tim.